I've been here since 7:30 this morning.
Like to call the regular Park and Rec Commission meeting to order at 6:35.
As an informational meeting?
We'll discuss that in a sec. Can we do a pledge of allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Can we do a roll call, Gloria? I do know that was
a joke.
That
way we can tell if we have a quorum or not.
Okay, Commissioner Chase?
Present.
Commissioner Carver is absent. Commissioner Plakis is absent. Commissioner Schober?
Here.
Commissioner Barlow?
Here.
Commissioner Mathewson is absent. Commissioner Hillman is absent. And Commissioner Beaupre is absent. Commissioner Stone?
Present.
Okay.
Okay.
We currently do not have a quorum.
We do not have a quorum. So we cannot make any alterations to the agenda. Is there any reason to have any remarks from the public?
Seeing as
there is no public here, I'll open it up. Well, any remarks from the public? Remarks from the public. We are going to skip approving the November meeting minutes. We will get right to the Recreation Director's Report for December.
I'm sure you all read it, but the grant was submitted on time. I've only had one communication come in since then, and they were just looking for some additional information, which I sent them. The parade, which was last week?
Last week. I couldn't make
17th.
It last
week. Two Sundays
ago.
Was it two
already?
The 7th, yeah.
Two Sundays ago. We had a really large turnout of 27 units. One of them all the way from Flushing, New York. They were very good during the parade. Pre-parade, they handed out some anti-COVID literature up at the staging area, which was not cool. So they didn't know about it until after. And we did have one drunk driver came in.
I saw that in the paper.
Yeah.
Oh, they come up the wrong way. I saw that.
The parade unit went through. He was actually headed to the Brown Derby, evidently. So
two, not from.
He needed a couple more.
He barricade and then parked at the Brown Derby, and that's as far as he got. Yesterday, was our deadline for the poll there. We had quite a dozen people take it and go around, so now we're going to go pick them up. And it's pretty much it, other than the early voting due to the death of Kevin Ryan. Will be me going to lose the access to the gym that would.
Thank you, sir. How we doing?
Hey. Let me just interrupt you for one second.
Sure. I tried. You didn't make it.
I'm noting for the record that we currently have a quorum at 6:37.
39.
Knowing you
Commissioner
were here,
Barlow
I
arrived.
I knew you were here, and I couldn't miss it.
You really wanted me to do that for you, right?
Exactly.
So that's those are the highlights.
Is there any questions on any of the items on the director's report? I notice we have another vote upcoming, so that the gym will be used as a voting place. Did you get many or any complaints from any of the programs that use the gym because they had to go out at the last election?
Not, they knew far enough ahead of time, and okay. We've let them know again this time. I'm sure there were some grumblings, but nothing formal no. to our department. So
I mean, because it's going to continue to happen.
Yeah, so. I'm not sure why. But.
Okay.
And I just out of not so much curiosity as something out of the blue, I was coming back from Mohegan School the other night, going to it. And it was about 6 o'clock at night, and it was 27 degrees out, and there were two people playing pickleball.
Wow.
I'm not surprised.
What's wrong with you? It's cold out. So it was kind of shock. But the lights seem to be on often, and John and I believe that someone who's or people are using the dog park but turning the lights on so they can see what's going on, their own dog in the dog park. So I'm guessing that's why. Because I'll go by, and there's cars there, and we're assuming that they were in the dog park.
Do we clear the courts with snow and ice and stuff?
No.
So what if it just melts and they play? And
they play, yeah. We do take a couple of nets down. We take one tennis net down, and I don't know if they've gotten to take any.
They didn't take them down last year at all.
Yeah.
They said they were actually better to just leave them up.
This is an interesting point. If the weather were to be such that there was some, let's say, light snow, an inch or two, or slush or something, and players felt the urge to take it upon themselves to clear
that
surface,
yeah.
Is there any particular protocol in terms of type of shovels or material,
with
metal
the new
versus
surface,
plastic?
I've talked to the guys about until they can get to it, we'll probably lock the gates so that they don't scrape up.
Yeah, because I think it would be maybe a liability, even if they allowed them to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
A union job too.
Yeah. I'm really talking about unauthorized, unofficial activity, and if it was the case, that there was something that would be particularly bad for the surface, maybe we should know.
Snow blower. Mm.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't want to be throwing salt and stuff down.
No, not at all.
Anything else? Okay. Report from finance.
We're looking good, and I'm happy to say that the finance department has made it much smaller and not all those zeros from the previous audit. And I will be starting the budget for next year, probably next week. So if anybody has any ideas for whether it's a CIP or operational, let me know. You think we need more or less, or even a new line item potentially? Well, let me know.
No, I mean, I don't want to speak for the whole commission, but I know for the regular budget, you've done that, and you seem to do a very good job at it. We don't, we're not overrunning budgets every year, and and then we'll look at the SIP plan stuff early next year. Basically, anything we had in our SIP plan for this year just got moved to next year. So I imagine that would be our starting point.
Well, yeah, it also depends on what happens with the grant.
Which we won't know until
April.
Post-budget. Well, you're right.
It's somewhere.
Yeah.
We'll have to submit our CIP as currently it is, plus anything else. And then if we do get any of the items in the grant, then we'll have to remove them before council approves.
Yep.
But that's 4 months from now.
A lot can happen.
Yes.
Okay, any questions on the finance report? And like I said, the only thing we talked a little bit about it last month, I do expect at some point Public Works is going to be looking for some help getting electricity to the new storage shed. Mm-hmm. So, but
they also have been asked to put up a windscreen at the pickleball tennis courts.
So I thank you for bringing that up. I didn't have that on the agenda. I'm I mean, I think we, like, we've authorized that a few meetings ago, so we'd like to see it happen.
Yeah, John and I have been gathering information. I want to say the Classic Turf folks to install it as well, buy it and install, is like $6,000. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
But it, I can't imagine, I mean, I've hung them before myself, so I don't think we need a professional installation to be done.
It might be worth trying to find somebody else to give a cost
estimate.
Yeah,
we've got three other Ask Scout for, you know, BSN Sports,
okay.
Anthem Sports. And
John, the neighbors have kind of, they're looking for like a barrier.
Yeah, you hear, I don't know if this is specifically the situation, but I've dealt with a couple of circumstances recently, and I've read of others where neighbors complain about the noise of the ball or just the presence of the people at late hours.
They seem to be fine with the whole what's going on. They like the activity, but I think it's they're looking for maybe something to give them a little buffer from the bang, bang, bang of the ball.
Yeah. So whether was a particular method decided on, or are there different ways that could accomplish this?
It's pretty
like
much,
the slats in the fence,
it's
maybe?
The slats in the fence, that's what we're looking to do.
Yeah, that makes sense.
On the inside.
That's not going to stop the noise, though.
Yeah.
I think it's more
I guess
like
the noise
people
wasn't.
People don't see, like, cause across
I think
the streets,
the issue
that white
was
house.
More seeing it than.
Yeah, because that across the street is that white house. That I think it's a, you know, it's a comp business. And
right.
They go in it.
So,
but it puts slats and you can't see what's going on.
Yeah.
In the rubbery.
Yeah, it was something that came up at a public works meeting, I think, and they reached out to us to see if we could help.
Deer food.
And while it would not necessarily, what I'm about to say would not necessarily result perhaps in immediate effect, this is another point perhaps where we could plug the idea of landscaping that could have some noise lessening value as well.
Yep. Right. Okay.
Good time.
Go back to six.
Excuse me?
You go back to six.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Now that we have a quorum, let's go back to number six to consider an act on a motion to approve the meeting minutes of November 19th, 2025.
We make them.
So moved. I move it. Someone has to second it.
I second it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Okay. January newsletter. What was in the packet I sent out was Pete said he just left some holes in there because he's waiting for some info.
Yep.
He handed out a updated one. What did you say you were going to do with the holiday light contest? That's you're going to put the winners in there?
Pictures, yes.
The pictures. Yeah. So that's still a placeholder.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, the judging is started last night, continues tonight and tomorrow before they're done. And I went out and put the signs out in front of each house, and some of them are, wow. Holy cow.
Yeah, there's some nice ones out there.
The one that's off Maple, 300F, it's up on the hill. That is just, he's got solar power, so I think his bill came to like $4 last year. But he has two houses and a barn and the yard, and I mean, it's just, it wouldn't even fit in this room as much as he's stuff. And nice guy, so I think he was the winner last year. And there's two on Raymond Hill that are very good as well. Two gentlemen have not joined this year due to damage they sustained last year. One of them was on corner of Florida and Connecticut, and he had music as well. And I guess his music, something happened to his music drive, so he wasn't able to, he didn't feel comfortable putting everything up. And then the one here on Star Road, they had a lot of damage from last year, wind and ice.
Yeah, and I know the one on Spruce is basically redoing
their music
display, and they're not ready to for prime time. It'll be next year.
It's not publicly known right now.
Yeah, we actually went down there the other day.
Oh, did you? Yeah, they're really nice
and it's
people.
It's not ready for prime time.
So that'll be once I get those pictures taken, they'll be added to the newsletter, and be sent out probably the Friday before the holidays, New Year's holiday anyway.
So I just wanted to say that I was happy to see the classes, some of our programs had bigger displays this month, so that was good. The gym and karate. I had a comment on the karate. I don't think the rates are right, because we changed the rates, I think, to non-residents to be $10 more, and that's not reflected here, I believe, unless I'm...
No, they are not right. No, that's from... That was a cut-and-paste job, probably from last year.
But, I mean, the rates looked correct for gym, and...
Actually, the gymnastics and dance, I took right off our current stuff, so... Karate had some different days he was missing. He was going to be out, so it didn't jive with what we had sent out in the booklet either. So that one's pretty much brand new. And he added the parent-child class back in again, which he hasn't done the last two times he's had classes. So I think some of his younger kids are graduating into that age group of parent and child, a 10 to 15-year-old child and 18 and up parent.
Yeah. So, any comments? Other comments on the newsletter? Okay. Unfinished business, project and funding status. Pete, I hope you can help. I'm just trying to understand what the next steps are on some of these things. We got a state bond for $175,000 for the pickleball parking.
Yes.
What's going on with that? What's the next step on that? When's it going to be done?
Not this week, but...
I don't know what the process is when you're involved with a state bond.
Designs, I believe, are being... Well, I know they're being done by CLA. I don't know if they're done yet because I've been so focused on the grant. Because I met with CLA... I don't know, probably four or five times about the grant projects that are listed in there. So that was our focus, and I didn't worry about the pickleball court or the other parking lot, large pavilion one. But that'll go out to bid, and then the work will be done probably first thing in the spring, I'm guessing.
Okay. April, May. So there is.
What are they doing? Excuse me, Rob.
Yeah.
What are they actually doing? Are they just filling the cracks, or are they repaving the whole parking lot and striping
thing.
It? And
yep.
I'm sorry. If you look at your packet from last month, and I can certainly, there was two separate drawings in there. One of them was for the pickleball parking, which is this. The other one was for basically, which is the second thing on here, large pavilion phase one parking, which was trying to correct some of the drainage. The CLA has come up with a plan to try to get the water out, and again, we received a bond to do that for $200,000. So that's the same status.
That one might be further along because there wasn't as much to do with the design. They had a couple. They talked about taking the water. Basically, they're putting a detention pond near the road. In the corner where that fence is. They talked about piping it underneath the road and putting it into the woods across the street, but that seemed a little bit too much of a project, and when you can just lay it there and two or three days it'll be gone.
Wonder how much deeper they'd have to blast in that corner to make room for a pond.
there seems to be a lot of ledge in that.
Just back to the pickleball, though.
Sure.
My question is simply there. Well, actually, I guess this would apply to both of them, where the state bond is mentioned. So, is it correct to say that these two bond amounts are approved and in process, or we're in the process of applying?
No, they've been
approved.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep. It was a Kathy.
Yeah.
Right.
Made an announcement 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Along when they authorized, I think, a couple million for Avalonia.
Yeah. No, I guess I misunderstood, because last month we had the discussion of these on the SIP plan, but the funding's in place, so that's great to know.
Right. Well, again, not to...
I don't want to revisit the discussion. I'm just curious about the...
Again, some of this stuff happens so quick, and you're not really ready for it. And we seem to always, that's the position we seem to be in. So
we're trying to get
in front of it. We just haven't been able to do it yet. Yeah. So, but we were assured, especially the drainage work, that had to be done before anything else was done over at the pavilion.
Clearly a problem in that pickleball parking lot's been patched and patched, a number of times. It's obvious there's problems underneath that need to be addressed.
Yep. So it'll be nice to get that done.
Yeah.
The next thing, and Pete, I think you're aware of this. This is from what I saw on the town website for the approved budget for this year, that there's a little over $26,000 for a pickleball camera project.
Yes.
So you're aware of that. Okay.
Yep,
so that's an IT project.
Yep.
And you're comfortable that that's moving forward?
Yeah, it is. Public Works will put in a pole, like a light pole, which is like $5,000 or $6,000. And it'll put probably in near the corner that's closest to the parking lot. The fence, the corner of the fence, so in the grass where the horseshoes used to be, horseshoe pits.
Yep.
And then there'll be cameras facing both the bathroom and the pickleball courts, tennis courts. So that's the first one. And then he also has money in his budget for the large pavilion camera, and I think there are two or three up at Camp Oakdale.
Yeah, I don't know what the price of these projects are. I just saw that was... The approved
that was the only
budget
one that was approved,
year.
Right. That was the only one that was approved.
Right.
Where will those be monitored from?
PD, I assume.
The PD?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll both record, and I've asked, and I don't know how far it got down the line, but if they could have it, live as well, so they could see if something's happening, they can respond and not just, something happened. Let's go back and look at the tape. I know they're busy down there, and it's probably not a high priority, but... Hey, some guy's lighting a fire in the middle of the parking lot.
If it's actually happening.
That would have been nice to know.
Yeah, when the pickleball courts got done, that was something we've said, hey, we really need to get cameras in there. And so it looks like we are.
Hi.
Glad you could join us. That's something, we've been kind of waiting for this. So it's nice.
Good idea.
Something's happening. And the last, current thing going on right now is the Camp Oakdale maintenance building. I stopped up there. I think they poured the floor.
They did.
I went up there Monday or Tuesday, and I think they were smoothing it out.
Yeah.
So, obviously that's got to cure a bit. I don't know how long, how much the weather plays into that, with it being colder. I mean, might take longer?
Yeah, well, they were going to put blankets down on it to help, but I would give it a couple of extra.
I know concrete generates a lot of heat when it cures.
Yep.
So.
And moisture, too.
Okay.
Yep.
Were they going to pour that?
It's poured.
They already did, yeah.
It's poured. And so my understanding of what's left is getting electricity to the building. And putting the garage doors on. Now, I asked John about that I'm sorry I didn't attend the meeting. I don't know, did anything on this building come up? No. Okay. I don't know what the process is for the doors. I would hope they're already on order and they're sitting somewhere so they can get put up. I hope they don't have to order them and wait, you know, 10 weeks to put them in. But we'll try to get some more information for the next meeting.
Is that building heated? They have no heat to it?
No, it's just a metal.
See it up there, but I was just wondering if they're getting
it. I don't think there's any intent on putting heat in it. Okay. I think the real intent, you know, we've spent a lot of money, the town, all of us taxpayers have spent a lot of money on equipment.
Right.
And a lot of it's sitting outside.
Right. No. It's a good idea. It's just, yeah.
So it's really, they do want electricity in there. I'm not sure.
They'll probably take it from the soccer shed.
Right. Yeah, and the town, the maintenance crew is going to run the conduit, then they'll hire an electrician to come in. we'll go from there. Yes, Kate.
Okay, so I know that this really doesn't have anything to do with parking improvements and the camera project at the pickleball courts, but I was just given this at the meeting about the screen, the privacy screen.
You
got the numbers on that?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
No. Tell.
Oh, okay.
Share with
so
us what you heard.
If Classic Turf installs it, which is the guys that actually built the pickleball courts, it's $6,000.
Okay. Pete did mention that.
If we order from BSN Sports and it would be four separate pieces, it would, and installed it ourselves, it would be $2,359.96. $359.96.
Can we say 2360?
We sure can.
This is the same product either way.
Correct. It's just we
it
would purchase
like
it separately, and our guys would install.
Anything is your labor.
Did the Public Works Director have any qualms about installing it?
I don't think so. No, he's fine with it.
And what is this going to be like? Is it fabric or is this the slats to go in the fence?
Because it's rolls.
Okay.
It's nine feet. Well, yeah. Classic one's 9 feet.
It seems to be kind of a no-brainer as to which way to go.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get John to, you know, make some sort of formal request to us, and then we can take it up at the next meeting. Okay?
Why not now?
Unless did he ask us to do anything tonight, Kate?
Can we vote on it now?
Just pass the information on.
Okay. What's that now?
Can we vote on it now?
I don't see why not. All right. Anybody want to formulate a motion? You want me to wing it?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, sure.
I need to replace this battery.
Oh. Taking a short break. Oh, maybe I could do some writing for a motion.
Get something done tonight. Why put it off? The batteries too? Oh, it's a big investigation now.
No, they've been locking them up, and I don't know why.
That's why I left that freaking.
I can tell you they lock magic tape up around Christmas time at work.
Chair? Nice.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Will this take care of it for now?
Is that too hot?
Will this be okay?
Yep.
You're welcome. Kay, you want to come on up here too?
Hers is probably working.
Right next to Rocky?
I'm fine. Thank you for your concern.
She'll stay down there.
Okay, so.
We'll tough it out.
So I'd like to consider and act on a motion to authorize the use of up to $2,500 to procure privacy screening for the pickleball / tennis court fence from Fund 079.
I'm sorry, could you do that again?
Absolutely.
He had it really well.
Motion to authorize use of up to...
Your glasses, too.
$2,500 to procure privacy screen for the pickleball / tennis court fence from Fund 079.
You said pickleball and tennis?
Yep.
Pickleball / tennis court, yeah.
Okay. From Fund, I'm sorry.
079.
I just have.
We have to go. So moved, and then someone has a second, and then discussion.
Then we have discussion. Yeah.
I'm getting better at
that. That's right.
There you go. Go ahead.
And then someone has to second it.
I'll second it.
Now you can discuss.
Okay.
Yeah, I just have. Is that money include everything we need for the? To hang it, all the hardware and everything. Or
well,
is
that's
that just
why I increased it $100, $150 or so.
Okay, because I don't know what they're using to hang it with. It could be stainless steel wire. It could be clips.
We'll let Public Works come up with anything over that.
Oh, there you go. Okay, I agree with that.
And if he needs more, he can always come back.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's why I did round it up a little bit.
Very good.
Any further discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. Thank you.
We got something done.
And Kate, can you let John know? Or?
Damn.
Yep, I'll let him know.
Let's see, pavilion rules. There should be a copy of the rules in here.
Back page.
Thank
Is it
you.
The last one?
So my only comment. I think we had quite a discussion on this a while ago. Are we beyond having to put anything in here about when you do or don't have to hire town personnel? Or don't you consider that part of the
pavilion
rules?
That's part of the application.
That's not part of these rules at all. That would be on the application.
Yep.
Okay.
I also think. It says renters should inspect and report any damages. We might want to put in the parentheses, take pictures of the damage if they want to send them so we know what the damages are.
Oh, on the first one here?
Yeah, I don't know if it makes sense.
Take pictures to verify.
They can send you or whatever the pictures of the damage that was done prior for them renting.
How about renters should inspect, document, and report any damage?
Something like that, just so that
the document kind of covers generic for taking pictures or whatever else you want to do.
Yeah, I just think it's a good idea, so we see the damage too, that we know what we need to repair.
Because they could call and say something was...
damaged and it wasn't.
And it wasn't, right.
They could have damaged it and then said somebody else did it.
So, any comments on this?
I still do.
Okay, go ahead, Steve.
Just one of the things that Kate and I and Rocky have talked about is probably putting something on the back wall and on the sides where they can put something attached to the walls for decorations. You know, like a small strip of corkboard or something like that, so that they can tack something up there.
Yeah, I found we could permanently mount hooks, you could slide something under, but we need to come up with something, and so maybe we'll just keep looking until we find something that makes
the
sense.
The corkboard thing is a good idea.
The corkboard will wear out over time. It will.
Okay.
And I don't know how well they would do outside in the elements. It's not that it's going to rain on it, but cold, hot.
And then, you know, once you have a corkboard, you know, you're obviously going to have something sharp to use in the corkboard, and once the corkboard doesn't work, then they're going to stick that sharp thing in the wall. So, but I mean, you're allowing a masking tape. What was it?
Painter's tape. Yeah.
Painter's tape.
As long as it doesn't leave a mark.
I mean, we haven't experienced any.
Nope.
Seen any more damage since the early on, right?
First one. Yep. Yep. And we do have clips for the picnic tables, so they don't use staples.
Right.
Or tacks or anything else. We have 100 clips that we give out to the renters, and they return them. That was handy, because we were forever, people were complaining that they were getting cut from staples that are on the side of the picnic table. So we removed, had the staff remove them all.
Sorry, John.
Does the application have something like loss of deposit? Should there be damages?
It does.
Yeah. Yeah. Had that happen just last week. Not at the pavilion, but Fair Oaks.
Really?
Yep. They put a gouge in the floor.
Oh.
Bad people.
What happened?
So, can I make a suggestion, Mr. Chair?
Absolutely.
So, we're asking a lot of questions here about a lot of different things. We're asking about an application. We're asking about this. I know that we've been talking about perhaps changing how the rentals will work on Saturdays, splitting them up into two different. I think that we need to have a whole package put together, all of it in one place. The commission looks at it. I bring it to TARP, and we move on from there. Does that make sense?
The short-term request was for us to look at these pavilion rules.
Right. No, but I'm just saying future.
So could you, for the next meeting, put a complete package for us together? Or
application, rules.
The rules. Well,
yeah,
if
that can be sent
rates.
Out early, so everybody could look at it and really... you know, come with suggestions.
Are we up in the fee?
Well, that's what we need.
That's already
been there. But I mean, that needs to also be discussed. If you might want to up it more, I don't know. But
yeah, so if you could send that, you know, as soon as you can, and then we'll get it out to everybody, or just send it to everybody, and we'll get it on the next meeting agenda.
I'm only saying that because that was a suggestion from TARP to bring the whole thing to them.
And who's TARP?
Town Administrative and Rules and Procedures.
Okay.
Does that putty stuff, like if they put that putty, it's like the grill?
It can take paint off.
Does it? Okay, I didn't know.
I do know that.
No, that's
sure.
That's what I'm going to ask you. That, I don't know. That's what I was asking if anybody
knows. It will. It'll take it off.
Okay. All right.
Never did find out what that greasy stuff that was stuck on before. I don't know what that was about. Hmm.
Okay, thank you. New business, I think Pete talked about the SIF grant status. What was the total? 3.8 million, right around there?
3,812,800.
It was basically, it's basically everything that was in our SIP plan over the next few years.
Related to Camp Oakdale.
Correct.
Yeah. Yep.
And then I noticed the town council approved that Monday. So I think it's, I don't want to say full steam ahead, but now we got to wait.
Yeah, just wait till April when they make a decision one way or the other. They could do none of it, some of it, or all of it.
Yeah, because you had to submit them as in certain priorities, which we voted on a couple meetings ago, and then they'll they can pick and choose out of the, what did you end up with, nine, was it nine or
11.
10? 11?
11 or 12, I think it was, yeah.
Lots of them. All right, very good. Next is to consider an act on a motion for nomination of officers. We need to nominate chair, vice chair, and secretary. And if only one is nominated, we'll do we still vote next month?
I think so.
I wouldn't think you have to vote. I guess it just becomes
a slate of officers.
Slate of officers for next month. If there's more than one, we would have a secret ballot next month.
So do all you guys want to keep your positions and just, do you want to keep chair?
I would, if, I would love to be considered.
Do you want to keep vice chair?
Yeah, I don't mind. If someone else wants to run, they can, I don't mind giving it up either, but depends.
That was Morgan. Morgan's not here.
Not here. You miss a meeting, you get voted in.
So why don't we just why don't we go ahead and why don't you nominate candidates?
The current slate of officers.
Oh, so I have to say I want to name Rocky for chair, vice chair William, and then for secretary Morgan.
There you go.
There you go. You gotta have a second.
You have a second? Yes.
Are there any discussion. Other names anybody wants to nominate for any of the positions?
Snack parent.
Do we have to vote on this now? Since it's a motion?
Yeah.
So let's vote on this slate of nominees. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Are you kidding me?
All right, so motion passed.
I think you should use the gavel.
Communications. I don't have any other communications. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Remarks from our town council liaison, Southard.
I apologize for being late for the meeting.
I know you were in another meeting.
I was in another meeting, so I apologize for that, and I will get caught up by the chair about what I missed, and if you need anything from me other than the pickleball stuff, the screen, anything else that you need from me. And happy holidays to everybody. Happy New Year. And oh, by the way, the parade was awesome. I just have to say that. The parade was awesome. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Remark from Recreation Director Bushway.
Saying happy holidays to everybody. I'm hoping that you get to see all kinds of family. I have no idea what I'm doing because my wife's in charge of that, so I just drive the truck. Wherever she tells me to go, I go. I will be off next week. The mayor told me I had to. No.
Okay. Remarks from commissioners. Commissioner Chase?
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you. John?
Same. Merry Christmas and hope you have a New Year.
William?
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everybody and hope next year is all healthy and everybody's happy.
Deb?
Happy holidays, everybody.
All right. And I just want to thank everybody. I think we've got a lot done this year, and looking forward to working with you all again next year. Happy holidays. Motion to adjourn.
Make a motion. We adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion adjourned, 7:20.
Too late.
Here we go.
Yeah, I noticed that. The other day, I drove a little further than normal, and I got on the stage. Oh, okay, it's still.
Well, we went to the thing.
Hi, dear.
August. I had to have my husband.